Hello and thank you for listening. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 32, and it is the 29th of January 2015. Thank you for coming along and listening. Really do appreciate it, especially after some of you had problems downloading my last podcast, which is why I'd done a written report online. So hopefully if you have suffered from bad or inaudible recording, you've read it online. Unfortunately, I can't explain what's happened or what happened there, because I downloaded it absolutely fine. I always listen to the podcasts and download them to see what's going on. So, yeah, it's a bit of a mystery. Coming up today, I'm going to be talking about what's been going on the allotment lately. And a bit about the home plot as well. Not a huge amount going on there, because obviously I'm moving, or what have you. And then I want to talk a bit about my projects for the projects for this year. Okay, so start with what's been going on at home. Not a huge amount. As I say, I'm planning on moving. I said this last week and the week before. So where I was last at was I had covered it all in wood chip, and that is all ready to go, the old veg pot, and put all my herb plots and tree pots on top of this wood chip, looking all good. Now the seeds I sown a few weeks ago, I haven't done anything as of yet. It's still quite early, so I'll be keeping an eye on that. So apart from that, there's not much more I can really say about what's going on at home. Up the allotment, bed 1 and 2, I've covered those in compost and manure. Bed 1, I've done compost first, then manure. Bed 2, manure, then compost. I'm going to be topping these off with wood chip, and I've put some wood chip sort of a footpath on bed 2, just to make life easier. Now, I have made these mulches really, really thick. I think I said about this on the last podcast, but yeah, I've just finished it off. And it's coming along really, really nicely. And I've just got to repeat that on bed 5, which is going to be the brassica bed this year. I've covered that in compost, so I'm just going to follow it with well-rotted horse manure. The well-rotted horse manure, actually, you may remember last year I said I had a supplier. Unfortunately, I've lost that supplier due to, not my fault, their lost communication, shall we say, is probably the easier way. I found somewhere near where I live that actually does sell horse manure, about 50p a bag, but it is already rotted down. So I've decided to use that from now on. I've actually recently purchased from Victoriana Nursery in Ashford. I had them deliver it to me, a elderflower tree and a slow tree, or bush I should say, bare rooted, and really well packaged. It came through the post. I left instructions to leave it by the bin if I wasn't in. They've put two trees in a nice packaging, covered in straw to protect them, and they came through really well. I was really, really quite impressed. The straw I've obviously kept for strawberries. And I'm going to plant these two bushes down the side to create like a hedging, a small hedging, with some natural foraging for myself and some for the wildlife, just like blackberries and what have you. So yeah, I'm really quite impressed with this Victoriana nursery. I will leave a link onto the show notes for this for you to go and have a look and see what you think about. So yeah, I went up the allotment for lunch the other day and just done some weeding amongst the onions, getting on top of that. It does seem like weeds are growing, even though it's early winter. It's quite mild, so the theory, though, I like to think of it, is if weed seeds are sprouting, it will mean that any plant seeds I sow are also going to sprout. So it's worth getting on and getting some seeds sown, which I am slowly doing. I've from the allotment, I've also harvested the parsnips, or some parsnips. They were growing in the white large pot. Used to be a water container of some kind. They're not massive because I didn't thin them out, but they are quite a nice size, actually. So I scrub those down and roast them up. I've also been harvesting a few kale leaves, which are going quite well into the winter. I had a couple of very, very small leek seedlings as well, and I've moved those to be with the garlic, as that's going to be what that bed is, garlic and leeks. And that seems to be doing quite well, actually. I'm hoping that during this year they'll put on some real growth. They're not doing anything at the moment. They're literally the size of a twig. So hopefully this year they'll put on some decent growth, and I'll be able to harvest those later on in the year. And I'm sowing more leek seeds and fill that area up with leeks and possibly perpetual spinach that is growing there. So that's the updates, really. Now, projects for this year. Well, with the home, I'm planning on moving, and something I want is a bigger garden. So my plan is I want to keep chickens for them to keep the slugs down. They're going to be in a cage, but I move a cage, and I'm going to build a bed to the size of each bed to the size of a cage as part of the routine. And the plan is chickens will dig over the soil, dig up the weeds, eat the slugs and snails. And I'll move them onto each bed when I feel they're done or I want to get on with that bed. And now the beds are going to be quite thick and they'll be filled with horse manure. And I'm also hoping with a newer garden, it'll be much bigger so I can grow more stuff. And that'll turn the allotment into more perennial things such as raspberries and strawberries. I just don't need that much care. That's a plan with the home plot anyway. So I'm just waiting on the selling this house, buying a new one, moving, etc, etc. But we will come to that nearer the time. And hopefully you will join me on my voyage as a podcast about that. Up the allotment, my main projects this year really is just going to be on the sheds. The original shed that has been there for years, it leaks and it's the floor has just given way in places. So quite soon I need to put some wood down on the floor Which means I need to empty it, which will go into the newer shed, which will be, it's got shelves in there, and I'm going to try and organise it and get it all set up really nicely and try and give plenty of floor space in the old shed. Then when the weather warms up, I'm going to remove the metal roofing that it has on it and replace it with either just a flat roof with roofing felt on it, or I'm thinking of a clear polythene plastic ridged type roofing, a bit like the metal that we have on there, or a corrugated iron, I think it's called, corrugated plastic. I'm going to have to talk to Barry, my co-worker, and see which he would prefer when it comes to. However, something has to be done, so the plan is to empty that completely out, set it up in the newest shed, get it nice and organised, replace the floor, replace the ceiling, and put things back that need to go back. The side bit of this shed that I felt on last year, and that is now dry. Excuse me, sorry. But yeah, that is now dry on that side. I want to basically get all the tools hanging in there and nice and organised, so we can just see what we want and get it off a hook and it goes back to the hook. That is the really big plan with that. And I'm probably going to paint the inside of the sheds white to make it a bit more light, so it should make things easier to see. Outside, guttering and downpipes to feed the water butts, because we have quite a few now, actually. There is 7 water butts up at the allotment, and they've all collecting. There's only one attached to any real guttering, and that's not brilliant. So the new shed has one small water butt down by its side. I can add some guttering onto that to catch water into and fill that one up. The older shed, the felted side, has 2 water butts, and I can add a watering down that one side, add a guttering down that one side, and feed into one water butt, which will overfill and fill the next one up. The side which does has guttering is just guttering just hanging there, and it feeds the two blue water butts, and they fill up and feed the next one. When I redo the roof, I'm going to put that into proper guttering and just tidy it up a hell of a lot. Should also mean it will catch a bit more water, because it's a bit all over the place. The only other water butt that I then have is a larger one up by at the top, where the espalier trees are. Now, because that's at the top, I'm hoping to use the gravity to almost act as like a water, if I use a hose pipe, just to make things easier. And if that works, I could then add a timer or something to save me watering. The only trouble with that is that there is no water being filled into it. I'm thinking I could add guttering along to the top of the espalier trees to catch water, and that might well work. Currently I just fill it up by hand by paling water from the others. It's a slow process, I'm thinking the guttering is going to be the easier way to do it. Now, my next other projects is I want to get the sloe and elderberry bushes down by the side and really tidy the side up. Wood chip down everywhere, bushes growing, and try and create an almost hedge barrier. Although I like my neighbours and everything, nothing against them. Just be nice to have a bit of a shelter. And the other projects I need to do, I need to get wood chip everywhere on the paths and over the beds, which I'm slowly doing, getting there with that, no real problem. And the seated grass area, I need to level that out and build that up, get grass growing there and what have you. Again, it's not too much of a problem, I just haven't started it yet. As I see that more as a wind job, but I'll get there. Because that's Barry's area, I think he's going to want to do his own thing anyway, but I'll do all the heavy work and we'll go from there. Okay, so we're about there for this issue. Please do go visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I'm seeing there's about 34 downloads of each podcast, 34, 35 downloads. But not many people actually saying anything on the website. I could really, really do with feedback. It helps me know I'm going right and wrong. And tells me more what you want to hear. So I could really, really do with the feedback, and also it's a bit of motivation for myself. So please, if you are listening, go on the website and comment and do something. So with that, let's wrap up, and thanks for listening. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast.